The Swallow reappears in a most untimely way for this Culturefile digital single. Filmmaker Tygo Sullivan, who is most familiar in these parts as the creator of our Clouds of Unknowing series, turned from documentary to fiction with his new film starring Brenda Fricker, The Swallow, a watery, elegiac meditation on memory and loss, and memory loss and art, as Tygo Sullivan told Culturefile back last winter.
The beginning of the film, like the absolute genesis of the film, was me setting out wanting to make a documentary about lost and destroyed artworks and the politics of preservation and why we treasure certain things culturally and not others, and the huge resources that go into treasuring particular things. And that's a freighted thing. Like, it's a politicized thing. It's something that people are revisiting now in light of kind of revisiting works that have been, say, colonially looted, or works that are overlooked as being, works by overlooked characters. And it just came as an idea one day that maybe this would be more interesting as something that a fictional character might think about. So I began thinking about who would think about this. So hence the idea of having an older person, maybe a person living by the coast where the inevitable rising sea, which kind of undermines all ideas of preservation and treasuring. If you put an older person by the sea, the kind of inevitable finitude of everything kind of comes sharp into focus. So that became a kind of a space through which to then explore the ideas that I thought might be interesting.
One thing I would love to burn is the paintings. The big bonfire of the vanities out by the shore some evening. I have a few bigger canvases there, and I don't know if they're finished or if I'll ever go back to them. I'm sick of seeing them there, draped in sheets like amateur ghosts.
I should say the film is largely improvised. So the film was funded not with a script as such, but with an outline, a set of ideas, set of themes, fairly fleshed out. But ultimately, still, there was a lot of creating to do. But what had been set was the idea of an older artist, a woman living by the coast in Ireland on her own, thinking about ideas around lost and destroyed artworks. Her own work is kind of surrounding her, and I suppose it was interesting to me to imagine somebody in that situation wondering why we hold on to art, why do we treasure art culturally and personally, and what is it that we're really trying to hold on to.
The artist that is the centre of the film is a painter. I found it very interesting that you had used Bernadette Kiley's work as representing the kind of things that she was painting or thinking about, because of course Bernadette Kiley has painted quite a lot about rising water levels and inundations of one sort or another.
We needed to kind of cast the artworks, if you like. Brenda in the film is a painter. She's, when we were figuring out her character, we imagined that she would have very paintings lying around the place that maybe she's abandoned, works that maybe she would like to finish someday, or others that are just part of her life. And she also needed a studio, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But from doing research, we kind of looked around at different painters and different painters' work. And I worked with a brilliant woman called Marisha Vikovits, who is a curator in Dublin, and asked her, who knows a lot more about Irish painting than I do. And it was Marisha who came to me with Bernadette Kiley's work and suggested that it might be kind of resonant. And as you say, Bernadette Kiley's work is full of water and inundation. So I approached Bernadette and asked her if she'd be interested in lending me some work. I visited her studio in Thomastown, County Kilkenny, near where I grew up. And we just had a wonderful day looking at work and discussing painting. And she very generously let me to take some of the work back to County Clare, where we placed it judiciously around the house.
Is it seductive now that you've gone into fiction and making it up rather than kind of having to find things that all already exist to tell your story? Is this seductive in a way that will kind of keep you in the world of fiction?
Maybe. Like I always enjoyed the lack of control that documentary gave. You know, there's no take two in a documentary. You either, you know, something happens, you either get it or you don't. There's huge pressure with a drama film, you know, where you have to choose everything. And standing in a stripped bare house, and the art director Tim Devine saying to me, "So what kind of curtains are you thinking?" And I'd never thought of curtains in my life, good, bad or indifferent. But kind of it slowly dawning on me that I had to have an opinion on absolutely everything, that it wasn't just going to be there. So it's quite a pressure to kind of create a world. But then when you're surrounded by people like Tim, who we tragically lost last year, and you can rely on people like Brenda or Tim or the gaffer Noel McGilligott or Fergal Ward, the cinematographer, to create this world with you. It's incredibly rewarding. It's incredibly gratifying.
That's the day I pray that you come back to me.
Tygo Sullivan there, and from September 18th, The Swallow is at the IFI Dublin and select regional screens, including the Ark Ennis and Mayo Movie World in Castlebar.